Pakistan's special anti-terror court issued the arrest orders for Mr. Sharif's brother Shahbaz on Friday. The case dates back to 1998 when Sharif, then a provincial minister, was accused of ordering police to kill five men in Punjab province. Shahbaz Sharif and his brother, former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, are due to return to Pakistan Monday to challenge President Pervez Musharraf's bid for another five-year term in office. General Musharraf ousted Nawaz Sharif in a military coup in 1999, but the president's hold on power appears to be slipping, and Nawaz Sharif's return is seen as a major challenge to the beleaguered president. In addition to Friday's ruling, the government has also reopened a series of corruption cases against the former prime minister. The brother's supporters say the cases are politically motivated. Hassan Iqbal is a spokesman for Mr. Sharif's political party, the PMLN.
Now, I think the government faces a choice that as they say that we may deport him, if they deport him, they have to deport the Constitution and the Supreme Court also.
He says the Sharifs will follow through on their pledge to return to Pakistan September 10th. Both were sent into exile in 2000 and agreed to stay out of Pakistan for at least 10 years. But the Supreme Court, whose Chief Justice Mr. Musharraf tried but failed to replace earlier this year, ended the former Prime Minister's exile last month. The government has not said how it will respond to the brother's return, but analysts say they face possible arrest or deportation. Hassan Iqbal insists the courts will ultimately exonerate the brothers and overturn the government's attempts to prevent their return.
That shows that how nervous they are and how much in panic they are. I mean, they can't face him politically.
Thousands of Sharif brothers are expected to meet the former prime minister when he reaches Islamabad. Hassan says more than 1,000 PMLN workers have already been arrested and a broader crackdown is expected before Monday. President Musharraf, meanwhile, is reportedly still pursuing a possible power-sharing deal with another former prime minister, Benazir Bhutto. Mr. Musharraf is expected to seek re-election by October 15th, followed by national elections in the next few months. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.